It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for tuning in and listening. I am so thrilled about my first segment of today's show. You know, one of the things that I always say, especially in our modern day, okay, is that we have to reduce exposure with our environmental toxins wherever we can, because I think that one of the things that I've seen throughout the years that I've, for decades, I should say, that I've been practicing is certainly this everyday low-level exposure. So, you know, you think about things that we see in the headlines all the time, and when you start kind of opening your eyes to everything that's out there, so plastics and pesticides and car exhaust and soaps and emulsifiers and household cleaning aids and health and beauty aids, and I live in the great city of Los Angeles, and I can take a great hike, but boy, I get to the top and I see this lovely, it's actually quite pretty, this green ring around the city, but I also understand that's the air that I'm breathing. And so one of the tips that I've always given folks is we've got to be able to consciously reduce exposure wherever we can. So, of course, advocated eating more organic products and getting into health and beauty aids and things that are more eco-friendly, therefore more body-friendly. Well, I have a very esteemed guest. Her name is Dr. Laura Geer. She is an assistant professor of environmental and occupational health sciences at SUNY Downstate Schools of Public Health in Brooklyn. She received her doctorate and her master's degree in environmental health sciences from the Johns Hopkins University. I can't imagine having a better person to talk about one of the ingredients, triclosan, in toothpaste, and if folks should actually consider changing brands of toothpaste. Dr. Geer, welcome so much to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lucille.
Yes, of course. So I am fascinated with, I mean, I think that your degrees, both your master's education and doctorate in environmental health sciences is amazing, because I do believe that if we could clean up our environment that we're exposed to on a daily basis, whether it's water that we're drinking, air that we're breathing, food that we're eating, for the most part, our overall optimal health and longevity could certainly be extended and optimized. So tell me about, we're going to talk specifically about toothpaste, but we can certainly broaden it. Tell me what you know when it comes to this triclosan, which is an ingredient in toothpaste. I don't know much about it,
sure.
But I'm going to hand it over to you.
Absolutely. Well, triclosan is a chlorinated aromatic compound.
Right.
And that means that once it's released into the environment, it doesn't break down. So it's persistent, it's bioaccumulative, and it also can promote antibiotic drug resistance because it's used in our home and personal care products as a broad-spectrum antimicrobial.
Right.
And it's typically used in many different products. I'll give you some examples. Liquid hand soaps that are labeled
right.
Antibacterial, bar soaps, as you know, toothpaste, and even in children's toys and kitchenware.
That is where, you know, that's where I've come across this ingredient, is in the liquid hand soap. And but yes, and toothpaste. And then all of those things, you know, and that's what I've always said, Dr. Geer, that it's not this big, you know, when we talk about environmental exposures, some people look at me, my patients, like, I don't know, you know, it's not like this Chernobyl or Fukushima or Silkwood, if we have to date ourselves, exposure. It's this everyday low-level exposure using these very common household and daily products that I see that actually over time really create a difference in our health.
Absolutely. And you're probably wondering why it's added into toothpaste, and it's added to reduce plaque and to fight gingivitis or gum disease. But many studies have found that these products are just as effective without the added chemicals, and that includes all of these liquid hand soaps and bar soaps as well.
Wow. Okay. So basically, we're looking at this triclosan. So I'm gonna spell it for folks because that always helps me. TRICLOSAN. So this is something that you want to look at when you're looking at labels. So thinking about hand soap, thinking about toothpaste. But so in general, wouldn't you say this has an antimicrobial activity to it, this particular chemical, right?
Yes.
That is why. Now, does it at all help increase shelf life or anything else like some of the other chemicals that are used in these products?
Sure. It may be added to some products for those purposes.
Right.
But when it comes to the toothpaste and the soaps, we know that it's added its antimicrobial quality in terms of fighting bacteria on our hands or in our mouths.
Right. And so, and as you've said, and you would know best because you do this for a living, you are in academia, and so you have those research studies coming across your desk, and I'm sure you're, on your radar all the time, that these products have been proven to be just as effective without, because, you know, in medicine, as you know, it's like, okay, risk-benefit ratio. Yes, there are some things that definitely cause a potential harm, but when you're looking at a situation, we want to go, okay, well, let's look at this ratio of the risk of this particular agent or ingredient versus the harm it might cause. And certainly, when we're thinking about brushing our teeth or washing our hands, the risk-benefit ratio of using a product with this triclosan ingredient in it, I have to say, and I'm assuming you're going to agree with me, that the risk far outweighs the benefit.
Well, I would agree with you there, and I'd like to add that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is currently reassessing the use of triclosan in our various personal care products based on evidence of lack of safety and effectiveness. So that's what FDA is reassessing this year.
Wow.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. We should. Now, I always, you know, we talked earlier before the show began, I always like to, whenever I introduce or help to introduce something that I wanted people to be aware of, like this particular ingredient in hand soap and toothpaste, to maybe give some solutions and help them. So do you know of alternatives to, let's say, certainly toothpaste, whether they be alternative brands or alternative ingredients? Like, I know that a lot of folks used to, I know my mom was one of them, brush exclusively with baking soda. And so for toothpaste and or hand soaps, could you weigh in on what are some healthy, safe alternatives that folks can choose to get the job
done?
Sure,
absolutely. Absolutely. In terms of toothpaste, it's mainly added to one brand, Colgate's Total Toothpaste. And there are companies such as Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble who have announced that they are phasing out this chemical from many of their products.
Right.
So full manufacturers are voluntarily removing these chemicals from their products, so that therefore it becomes easy to select products without the added chemical.
That is awesome to understand and know. That's great. And it seems also, wouldn't you say, and I'm sure in your field you see these trends quicker than I do, when we start to see, you know, perhaps an ingredient that maybe it was benign in its inception as far as thrown into a product because, hey, antimicrobial, we're looking at dental health or oral hygiene, and we're looking at certainly trying to keep people safe from invading bacteria, et cetera. These larger companies, when they start getting drift of, ooh, maybe there was a misstep here, we need to do a mid-course correction, they're making changes. Are you seeing that overall?
Absolutely. These are very large companies, and they're having an impact on consumer choice. So it's a very positive move.
All right. We've got about 30 seconds. Where can people, do you have a website that people can learn more about what you do or any of the publications that you're involved in?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
We've got about 30 seconds. Where can people know more about you, see you, your publications perhaps, what you're doing? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Sure,
that
absolutely. I'm at the State University of New York, so I'm at SUNY Downstate.
Okay.
And you can look
the
at
SUNY
the SUNY Downstate.
All right. All right, great. Yeah, absolutely. So SUNY Downstate, that's S-U-N-Y, SUNY Downstate in New York. That's Dr. Lori Geer helping us out and trying to keep us safe from harmful ingredients. This is Dr. Lucille, Mindful Medicine. Thanks.